You've probably heard by now, and if not, we're telling you, Cole Swindell is bringing his first headlining tour, Reason to Drink, to Madison. He's going to be at the Alliant Energy Center tomorrow night.
Yeah.
And we had a chance to catch up with him and see what he's going to bring to town and see how he's doing.
How y'all doing?
We're so excited to talk to you because we're so excited about Friday.
Hey, I can't wait. We're hitting the road this afternoon, and we cannot wait to get up there to y'all.
We got to tell you, congratulations, because you went from selling merchandise for Luke Bryan to now headlining your own tour. That is massive, Cole.
I know. We've only had a couple of shows on this tour, but it's just still hard to walking into these venues and, you know, like knowing that I'm the last act that's going to play. It's still kind of weird, but I'm loving it. We can't wait to bring the show to y'all and just have a good time. It's going to be Friday night, and I hope everybody's ready to have a good time.
Since it all kind of was a whirlwind and all happened, you know, relatively pretty fast, are there some times when you're walking into the venue and getting ready for the show and you accidentally walk to the merch table and start getting ready to make change?
Yeah, right?
Hey, thankfully now the merch, it's a long way from the bus. So I don't normally venture out there, but I'm just glad that, you know, my path, it's a crazy story, you know, just from how I got to where I am. And I'm glad I got my own merch guy now, because it's pretty crazy up there on the road. And I'm just thankful that my path of getting here was a little crazy, but I'm here.
Speaking of having your own merch guy, are you a hands-on boss? Do you go down there and tell the guys, like, hey, when I was selling merch, we did it this way?
Nah, you know, I'm not like that. It's pretty cool to say that that's where I started, and now I'm up on stage. That's where I always dreamed to be.
Well, we're so pumped to see you, obviously, Friday night, Alliant Energy Center. But I got to ask you, you have kind of a big deal Friday. You've got a brand new song coming out.
Yeah, I know. It's pretty crazy to think I'm on my third studio album, and it's just hard to pick a song when you've got 15 you love. You got to narrow those down for the album to 12, and then you got to pick one for the first single, you know. So it's a little nerve-wracking, but I felt like we picked a song that is a different level for me, from the production, my vocal, all that. I think this, you know, a lot of people are going to be able to relate to it. And like I said, I've had the fun songs, I've had sad songs, I've had a little bit of everything so far. So just thanks to y'all and country radio, I get to, you know, kind of say what I want to. And this is, you know, a song that hit me so hard the first time I heard it. I can't wait for y'all to hear it, and for all your listeners to get to hear it and just have some new music out there.
That's what I was going to say. Break Up in the End is the song title. So you're going to play it for us Friday night?
Yeah, absolutely. That's going to be, hey, that's Woo! The first time I'm ever going to play it, because I can't. They will not let me play it before that. I'm trying.
Oh, my God.
Take a little preview in, and nobody will let me play it. So I can't. Friday night will be the first time I ever play it live, so nobody will ever be able to take that away from me.
In Madison, Wisconsin. Hell yeah.
Are you nervous about being this the first time you're playing this song live?
I would be, except for y'all. That area up there is literally, I mean, one of my favorite places to play. The fans are absolutely crazy, so I have no doubt they're going to have heard the song and sing along, and they're going to help me through it. But, yeah, it'll be the first time, so I'm sure anytime you do something for the first time, there's a little nerves, but I really do think the crowd's going to have us, me and my band, amped up. So we'll be excited to play it for the first time, and we'll make a memory and be able to talk about that for a long time.
Now, the reason me and Andy work so well is she's very organized and knows a lot about the music, and I my mind goes other places. And I got to go back to merch real quick. I've got a great million-dollar idea for you. And speaking of selling things well, if you're not doing this already, you need to make some underwear that say, you should be here, sell those, you're going to be a multi-billionaire.
Oh, my God.
Tell me you wouldn't want some underwear that say, you should be here.
Hey, that's... You know, I mean, there's a lot of ways to take that song.
Jackson's going to bring a pair for you on Friday. He's probably going to go home and make one today. I wouldn't put it past him.
I got a Sharpie in my hand right now.
I'll let you handle those, and we'll see how they sell.
That's awesome. Oh, my God. We're so excited, Cole, to have you here Friday. We can't wait to hear your new song live for the first time. It's going to be exciting. And Lauren Elena and Chris Jansen opening for you?
Hey, that's a huge part of the tour. I'm really thankful. I keep saying it, but I really am lucky to have both of them out with us. Like I said, we got warmed up for y'all last weekend, and we're ready. It's going to be a blast. And those two put on a great show. So I'm I'm thankful to have them a part of the Reason to Drink tour because it's been a blast so far.
Thank you so much, and we will definitely be ready to have some drinks, have a great time with you on Friday night. It's going to be so much fun. We've been counting down the days.
All right, get that Sharpie ready and get on those You Should Be Here underwear, and I'll see y'all Friday.
You're loving it. Yes. I know it. You're totally loving that
idea. He's
going to
make those now. He's joking. He's going to make those.